It is the Mighty 690 KGGF. Welcome back in live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back.
Good morning.
We missed you last week. Did you have a nice little, well, I guess CNN didn't even have a meeting, but spring break for USD 445. So how was your week last week?
It was good. I did a little bit of traveling, but it was a little chaotic, but yes.
You were traveling, huh? Where'd you go? Did you go back down to Texas?
No, I went to see some family up in Norton, Kansas, for anybody that knows that region.
I traveled across Kansas as well. We went out to Garden City for the weekend
to
see some friends.
Oh, yeah. So you're kind of down that west part, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Candy, good to have you back in here with us. And it sounds like CNN went pretty good this morning. Did you have a good turnout?
We had a huge crowd today.
Huge crowd. And it sounds like you were at the Essential Stop.
Essential Stop. So for those who don't know, it's right on 8th Street, kind of catty corner from the old Save-A-Lot. And I love going in there. It always just, it's very relaxing. But they are basically an essential oil shop. They promote oils, but they also promote healthy living. So there's a holistic coach there, and she's been in on the show to meet with you. And so they look at the whole body and just really help you out with, especially for somebody that's new to oils, they'll teach you about them and help you. They have classes every Saturday. They're free. This weekend, they're having a class on do-it-yourself oils. So that's kind of neat. And then they do everything from, like, they've got beauty products that are organic. And they just look at stuff that are made from the earth. So it's, you're not pumping a bunch of chemicals and stuff in your body, which is good. So
yeah, and you'd be surprised at what simple amenities like a bar of soap or certain lotions or certain, you know, again, it's not everything that you find on the shelves at your big box store. But there are some certain things that you kind of look over and you don't realize that it might actually be just as harmful as it is. Say, you know, you get a moisturizer or something. It could be harmful for your skin just as much as it is moisturizing it. And they're great. I mean, the Zytoscan I did on the air, it was crazy. I mean, first of all, it gave all the results that we were just going over a minute ago. But it also lists essentials that you do need. And then they've got their specialist there, and they'll take you through it. And it's just an incredibly streamlined. It's an easy process. The Zytoscan didn't take more than 5 minutes.
Yes.
And
it's really fast.
I mean, it's great. So again, if anything, especially if you're kind of on the edge about it, I don't see why not to. It's inexpensive. It's inexpensive. It takes 5 minutes. And again, they're incredibly knowledgeable over there about it.
Yes.
I mean, Kimber went through the whole nine yards with it. And, of course, most of it flew over my head because I have no idea what I'm talking about. And if she's listening right now, yes, I will be there today to pick up my lemon oil. She's been holding me that one to it. But through that Zytoscan, I got the specifics, and she said lemon oil would be beneficial. And I'm going to go give it a shot. So we'll see.
Oh, awesome.
So we will see. But, yeah, they are very helpful over there.
Yeah. They are great. So we were excited to be there. And they fed us some yummy treats. They had all kinds of really good muffins, and it was
gotta
nice.
Love
so
that.
It was good. Haley from USD 445, just a couple of announcements. One was CES is having a family bingo night on Tuesday, March 26th. So make sure to mark your calendars for that. ELC, they are already almost full with their full day spots for next year. So if you've got a little kiddo wanting to get into the Early Learning Center, you want to get them in now, go get the paperwork, get it filled out, because they're almost full for this coming school year. And then, of course, just a second shout out. They mentioned it earlier, but just another shout out to our superintendent, because the governor appointed him to her education council. So that's always good to hear that.
Whenever we get notoriety from Topeka down here in these areas, you know we're doing something
right. We're doing good things, so it was exciting. Anne Marie from Liebert Brothers, a couple things they've got going on. One, if you haven't been by their window lately, they have a March Madness window. So you can bring in your bracket, and they're actually doing a contest for some prizes.
Nice.
So that's kind of neat. And then also doing a special right now. It is the HVAC checkout, basically. You know, it's getting warm, and in fact, I think it's going to get warm fast. I don't think we're going to have much of a spring. And so by now, between now and April 19th, if you get in there, they'll give you a special 10% discount to have that checked out.
Yeah, and a big shout out to them as well, because it's kind of an odd area. The last couple of weeks, you know, it's been cold overnight, and our furnace kicked out. So Liebert's, I'll tell you what, even on a Sunday, yesterday, Liebert's came out, and they were on top of it.
Oh,
our furnace is back and working and everything. And now, I'm going to have the AC checked out as well, now that we get into the hot, to the warmer temperatures. Yeah, big shout out to Liebert's. I mean, it was maybe 15 minutes that he came over on a Sunday.
Oh my goodness.
And got it fixed up. So big shout out to them.
That's awesome. Amy from here at KGGF. This is the last week before the Royals game start, which I can't believe it's already that time.
I know, baseball started officially actually this morning, like an hour ago over in Japan. But yeah, next week, it's crazy.
Oh, yes, that's crazy. So lots of advertising, 162 games that you guys air. Yep. That's a lot of games.
Every single one.
So lots of cheap advertising, because that's a lot of opportunities. 162 different games where your business can be on there. So if you want to do that, get in now. Candace H. Bush from Brown Shoe Fit. It's, as we're talking about spring right now, all their spring stuff is in, so stop in and get your new sandals. Mark Hall from the city of Coffeyville. Next week, March 27th, is the State of the City address. So this is for everybody out there. It's like, what is our city doing? What's been happening? What's going to happen in 2019? Where's our money going? How's the funding work? All those questions you have, this is your opportunity. You can't say afterwards, like, I don't know what the city's doing. They're going to tell you all about it. So it's open to the public. And then again, that's March 27th, 6 p.m. at the College Theater.
Seems more like a lesser but a more interactive version of like a State of the Union or State of, you know, where
right.
they come across and let you know where the taxes are going, where the majority is.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it seems like a panel will be open for questioning as well, which
the
is
commissioners
something.
Are all going to be there, right. the city staff, and they're going to have lots of great people there, yes, to open questions. And again, it's just a great opportunity to find out what's going on so that the city's more transparent.
Yep.
That way, there's nothing hidden. You know what's happening and what's going on.
Yeah, and so. I appreciate that about what Mark has been doing in his first couple of months here, as well as the commissioners. Transparency is a great thing, mm-hmm. and no reason not to go out and at least get informed.
Right. Kind of related to that, Alicia from NATO Alley and Printing Center. This Saturday, the Coffeyville Reawakening is having a cleanup for the downtown, and will provide the city's going to have like trash pickup, those little grabber thingies.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to grab the garbage.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And gloves and trash bags and stuff. But if you can bring your brooms or leaf blowers, rakes, whatever, we're just going to clean up the whole downtown. If for some reason it rains, they're looking at doing it next weekend. And they'll probably make a call on that probably by Friday. But this is just step one. This revitalization group is working on lots of projects coming in this next year. And this is just the first little thing to kind of get it kicked off and get some things cleaned up downtown.
Well, and you'd be surprised how much it will spruce it up. I mean, just a random aluminum can or a random piece of garbage, whichever. And then we had mentioned, you know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe, you know, repainting the streets or repainting a bench or refurbishing a bench. It's simple things like that. It's going to make our downtown look great.
It is. And it's going to take a little bit. It doesn't happen overnight. So we'll start with some cleanup. Next step is going to be looking at some benches, some trash cans. And I know the city has a plan at sometime in the next year or so to work on new downtown street lights and just,
I'm excited.
Again, making it look nice. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, and now, you know, again, springtime with it, that's the weather's going to be permitting. We're going to be able to work a little bit later. Things are going to be progressing a lot faster now that we're in spring and summer.
And there's two banners up for the Coffeyville Reawakening. So, yeah, one of them downtown on Security First Title, and then the other one is a really big one that's over at Carter Automotive that just went up yesterday. So, two big banners. Again, they're just to kind of get some energy started.
It's a movement.
Yes, it's a movement. It's not going to happen overnight, but they're just trying to get everybody in town excited about trying to get some things changed in Coffeyville. And on that note, some good things happening right now. We have some new businesses coming to town. So
do we
I've
get
got,
any names, or do, is
yeah,
that all we get? Okay,
well,
finally.
I can tell you some details on some. One is going to be right down here on 9th Street, just down the street from you.
Short skip away.
And it's going to be kind of a mini grocery store. It's a little market. They're going to have fresh produce, flowers, meat, and a whole bunch of other little stuff.
Couldn't be any closer to me or my house
either.
How convenient is that?
Right here. And they're excited. They've already been selling stuff to Coffeyville. They're from Southeast Kansas and just decided to expand down this way.
That's
we're excited
exciting.
About
Do they
that.
Have like a location for it? I mean, 9th Street, but where
the
specifically?
The old Columbia Building.
Oh, okay. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're redoing that, and that'll be coming soon. There's an outdoor sports shop coming. There is, of course, Walmart on Friday is doing their grand reopening. And if you haven't been out there recently, along with groceries, they just expanded the whole new baby section. So now for everybody that's wanting their baby stuff. And then the pet supplies, that's been expanded. Now they've got like five different aisles of just pet supplies.
Well, and
stuff.
They're finally going back to the Walmart blue. You know, whenever I think of Walmart, I think of that classic blue and yellow. And finally they're getting the building back to back
remodeling.
To the blue.
And then the online grocery starts this weekend, too, so you can do your online shopping. And so lots of changes there. And there's a hearing aid shop that just got moved in on 11th Street. What else? I think there's a couple other ones that are still in the works, but some new businesses. So
how exciting.
That's a good stuff. I'm always excited to hear that. A couple other things. Daryl Harbaugh from USD 445. April 1st, they are having a forensics tournament. It was actually scheduled earlier this year, and it got canceled for weather. And so that'll
Big
be on April
there.
1st. Yeah, we had a little crazy year. Judges are still needed, so anybody out there would love to come out and help judge. They'll help you. They'll give you some tips and tricks and a sheet to help you out, but looking for judges. So Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship, it is Lent season, so they're going to start their Lenten lunch different series. That will help them the next four Wednesdays every day at lunchtime at 11:30 at the First Baptist Church downtown. Jamie Grant from the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. They just had their daddy-daughter ball, right?
Yeah.
761 people in attendance.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Amazing. They had some special costumes. People came in costumes. They had somebody come in a pink limo Hummer. A Hummer limo.
No kidding, man. We went all out because I remember doing a little bit of a news preview on it, and Jamie had just said, yeah, we've got just over 600 tickets already sold. So you're telling me within a couple of days they got an additional 100 people to come out. That's ridiculous.
It comes fast and furious, so it was great. Their next big thing that everybody loves to go to is on April 19th, which is Good Friday. They do an underwater Easter egg hunt. Yeah, it's so much fun for the kids. So they get to jump in, find the eggs, and then they get to stick around and swim and play. And they've even got, like, different levels so the little kiddos can be in the shallow end.
Nice.
So
I'm just trying to think logistically. Is it like is it like a rock that's supposed to look like an egg so it will sink? Or, like, do they tie it underwater?
They probably
or
put
like
something in heavy. I've never been. I was going to take my son this
year. You know, your
year.
Traditional eggs that you go out, you can crack them open and there's candy in there.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume the candy is, we're ditching the candy. We're probably ditching the plastic because it doesn't float. I was thinking logistically. I was like, man, that would be a challenge, but at the same time, so much fun because it's something new. You know, you don't have to go out.
You're right. I'm trying to figure out how they do that, but yeah.
Either way, it's something to stay interested
in. It's always popular. They always have a ton of people. But she does have to have reservations ahead of time so they can make sure they get enough supplies and candy and everything. So they also started a high-intensity interval class. And that's for those 5:30 a.m. people. Got to get there early, and you have to be able to really want to burn
some calories.
Now,
hang on a second, because I'm a 5:30 a.m. person myself, and I don't know if I'd be down for this one either.
No.
I don't know. I don't know about this. I struggle enough just getting into work on time.
Those that go, my hat is off to you. That's dedication. Burn some calories. It's very intense, but it gives you a good workout. And we need it for spring.
I would imagine it's effective, too. So.
It is, yes. Leanne Eggers from Public Library. First of all, she gave a shout out to the chamber. The community guides that we had printed earlier this year,
they're fantastic.
Dropped a bunch of them off the library and they're gone quick. She said the community loves them, especially new residents that are coming into town. And so I have to drop off some more to her.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. My girlfriend and I are technically a new resident. And heck yeah, I grabbed one off our front desk out here. Yeah, they're great.
They are great. They're really good. Also coming up on the 9th, Oregon Trail Riders. They're going to have that. They did that a couple years ago. They brought them in, and it was a great presentation, and they're going to have that. And then their book sale that they do twice a year is coming up April 25th through the 27th. So, Dylan Oder from Community State Bank, they're getting ready to go through some renovations inside. So, be looking for that in the next few weeks, doing some changes. And then also, their very own Mike Avey was elected to the board of directors for the Bankers Bank of Kansas. So it's a big organization, and shout out to him for them looking in and just recognizing his awesome.
You know, and moving away from a big town such as Fort Collins, and I'm sure Fort Collins and Denver had influences like this, but a lot of times with smaller towns, it takes sometimes one, two, maybe even a couple of individuals or a family such as Mike Avey. He's heavily involved around the community.
Everywhere.
There's not many times that I don't see his name involved in some sponsorship or something, community giving back, and that's what it takes. That's what it takes to prosper a town is people giving back, because it's great. It's one thing to just live here, but it's another thing to actually live and make this your home. Mike does it in fantastic. Again, I don't think I've seen one of our events or one of any community event that wasn't sponsored
involved
by Community State Bank. So,
He's always involved. That's awesome. Another great event coming up that's going to be fun. Laura Sanford from Class LTD. They're doing a girls' night out on April 25th. So they're going to have vendors, games, activities for the ladies, and some food and drinks and snacks, and just a good night away. But they're looking for vendors. So if you are a business that sells products that maybe are geared towards ladies and women, they're specifically looking for vendors that will have some special products for ladies. So give Laura a call at Class LTD. Martha Bond from Keller Williams, and they have an app, and she can get you hooked up to that. But you just download it to your phone, and you can learn all about the housing market and what's going on, and it just makes it easier because it's right there, touch of a button, anywhere you go.
Yeah, sometimes those apps can be difficult, but sometimes if they do them right, it's an incredibly streamlined process.
Yes, so she's got it. She can walk you through it. Nicole Schwartz-Eck, First United Methodist, she's been on maternity leave, and she is back, and we'll be doing her first Sunday service coming up, and just kind of invite the public to come and learn about Lent with them. Levi from K-Rig, just April 2nd, coming up soon. They're having their annual cooking extravaganza.
That's right.
And he told me they have almost 800 people that attend that. That's crazy. Huge thing.
Yeah, it does get pretty popular. I mean, last year it was obviously my first year here, and it was like right when I started, they were just doing it, kind of kicking off, and it was a huge success last year. So I can't imagine anything less for this year.
Oh, it's going to be big, and it's fun. It's just fun. I love those demonstrations. Love watching new recipes and products.
Well, and who doesn't love food? You know, I mean, it's essential. You got to at least twice a day, once, twice, maybe three times a day that you're making food. So go learn some secrets.
Yeah. Billy from Bandits and Bling, they've got a new arrivals coming in every day if you haven't stopped in lately. Also, they have two booth spaces available, so make sure to give her a call if you're wanting to get a booth. Miss Kate's Mercantile right here downtown Coffeyville, today's chicken noodle soup day. Well, not soup, it's those homemade thick chicken and noodles on mashed potatoes. And
okay,
delicious. So today is that day every Wednesday, so stop in downtown.
Similar flavor, just not the broth instead.
Michaela, Simply Southern, they, along with their storefront that they have, they also throughout the spring and summer go to a lot of shows. So for example, they're going to Bartlesville this weekend to the Hilton for a kind of craft show and vendor show, and that'll be fun for her. Samantha, our very own Samantha for our tourism, just printed the new visitors guide. She handed them out. I should have brought you one today, but they're so gorgeous. But they're for guests or tourists that are coming to town wanting to learn about what all to do in Coffeyville. But they're really nice and handy. We hand them out all the time anytime someone comes to town, so they know all the different places to stop in and shop, eat, do, play.
Yeah, because there's many times, you know, and I notice this, you know, driving down from the north end, there's that big sign and it's like Discover Coffeyville, and it shows the aviation, shows the Daltons. But at the same time, most people that are driving through, they're focused on the road. You know, they kind of miss out on those. They miss those little signs, those subtle. So there's a lot of information you can pass. So, with the community guides, it's just having a little booklet of every piece of information is so convenient. So.
It's nice to have it all.
And I'm sure Sam did it upright. So.
She did great. Coming up June 1st is our downtown street party. It's coming along. I finalized some bands, and we're going to have a list of all the bands coming that day. We've already finalized some activities. So there's going to be games downtown. Of course, free food for 800 people, free birthday cake.
Sounds like you got a little area for the liquor license as well,
correct? Yeah, we got a beer garden that'll be happening in the evening, so you can just listen to the bands, have you a drink, and just enjoy the downtown. Hopefully, knock on wood, it's going to be great, fabulous weather. So,
right, we'll still got some time, right? At June 1st, correct?
Yes, yeah. June 1st. But right now, I am looking for vendors. So if you have something that you'd like to sell, it's limited on space, so we are only looking at Coffeyville little area for the vendors. So just a quick thing on that. And then two other quick things. Save the date, April 27th, and we're going to have a legislative coffee. So all of our state representatives, Senator Goddard, all of them are going to be coming down, listening to what Coffeyville's wanting, what's going on. Great things. We're going to share great things with them, and then just what we want them to bring back to Topeka. So
yeah. They're busy up there right now in session, but you got to, I mean, Jim Kelly, Prell, Senator Goddard, I mean, all of them down here in this region, many of these regions down here, they do a great job not only listening. I think that's the biggest thing as a representative is listening, but also taking that message up to Topeka and transferring it on.
And this is a great way for us to say, hey, this is what we need and what we're looking for, and they'll stop and listen. So, and then two other quick things coming up from CRMC. They've got a chronic disease self-management workshop coming up March 20th. Wait a minute. Yes, okay. The workshop date is the 27th of May 1st, but they're going to have an information session on the 20th. Okay. And then they're having a diabetes self-management workshop. And the information session for that one will be on the 21st. So if you want more information on either one of those, this is free to the public. So it's just a great way to make sure we're managing our health here. Then call the hospital and they give you some more information. And we'll have some more information on our website as well.
It's great stuff.
I think that is all. Just great things happening in Coffeyville. It's spring's here and you can tell.
I think 4:55 officially this afternoon is the spring equinox for us for Central Time. Okay. So I'm very excited. Lots going on in the chamber, lots going on around. If anybody's got questions, if they are a vendor, what's a good number to get a hold of the chamber at?
You can call me at 251-2550. And whether it's about the reawakening, whether it's about Coffeyville 150th, or just about new businesses coming to town and what's happening here in Coffeyville, give me a call.
Again, that's Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, joining us here on this Wednesday morning. Candy, we'll do it next week.
We'll see you.
Sounds great. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.